8:56, 36 degrees. Time to check commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi there, Brian. And it's not even 9 o'clock and already the grain market's much lower. There's a couple of big news items out this morning. First, a Chinese executive has been arrested in Canada for some shady dealings in the U.S., and the U.S. is behind this. That's really hurt the bean market so far this morning. OPEC begins their meeting today. We will see export bookings put off till tomorrow, but we will see the energy report come out mid-morning. Right now, we see the corn markets down 3.5 to 2.5 cents, with March corn at 381, down 3.25. July at 394 3/4 is down 2.5. And new crop December is at $4 even, down 2.25 cents. On the bean side of things, January beans are at $9 even. We're down into that gap that we left Monday morning. We're down 13.5 cents. March beans, 913, that's down 12.5 cents. New crop November, 946 1/4, down 10.5. The meal market's down about $3.50 to $3.80. The bean oil market's down 24 to 28 cents. This meal market should find some pretty good support in the 307, 308 range on the spot December. January's at 310.10. That's down $3.80. The wheat market has been all over the place this week. We're lower there too. March Chicago wheat at 510 3/4 is down 7.25 cents. Mexico did, come out and buy some corn overnight, not quite 200,000 metric tons, split about half and half between 18 and 19 crop. It looks like the equities market's going to be sharply lower again today, maybe not down the 800 points that we saw the Dow down on Tuesday. Keep in mind that there was no equities market yesterday. On the livestock side of things, we're lower this morning with the February live cattle at 121.55. That's down 82 cents. January feeders, 144.30, down $1.17. The hog market suffering, looks like another case of African swine fever was found, this time right in Beijing. We have December hogs at 54.85, that's down $1. February hogs, 65.57, is down $2.17. Keep in mind that cash hogs were sharply lower yesterday, so we'll continue to see some pressure on that December. That does go off the board in another week's time. Crude oil is also down $1.30. January crude, 51.60, down $1.29. The gold market is higher, but the other metals are lower. February gold, 1,249 even, up $6.30. As I said, these outside markets really are not looking all that spiffy. The dollar index is 35 cents lower at 96.65 right now. There's a lot of nervousness in the market here this morning. Again, we need to keep in mind that no trade deal has really been made with China, and these tensions with a Chinese national being arrested in Canada probably will up the ante on the U.S. side to play nice. Doesn't look like the White House wants to do that. Trade bills, the farm bill is still kind of up in the air, but it looks closer. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. It's 9 o'clock and 36 degrees. Meteorologist Andrea Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today. Light snow, likely high of 36 degrees. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. We are looking at less than 1 inch of accumulation with this system. Clear skies tonight, colder, down to a low of 17 degrees. We will see some sunshine tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and a high of 29 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.